What are the hacks? How do you keep your feet warm? How do you keep your hands warm in this?
Stay inside.
Yeah. I think the people who are outside working in this are too cold now to call in.
Yeah.
Their hands are frozen.
Right. You can't press a button right now.
Yeah. It's almost more important to stay hydrated on a cold day than it is in the super hot, because like when you're hot, like your body's going to be like, oh, I'm thirsty. When you're just freezing, like you're like the last thing you think that you need is water, but it helps your body to regulate temperature better.
Hmm. Yeah.
So that's a trick that I learned.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Well, I think you girls ought to get used to it because it's going to be cold and windy for the next 10 days. Nowhere's near above 30.
Sounds like your voice is frozen.
How's your shed today?
I haven't been in the shed yet. It's too cold.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Who's the girl in this scenario now?
No, actually, I got to get into the shower.
Okay.
And I'll be out there. I got plenty of time.
Keep us posted.
I got up on time today.
Nice. All right. Thank you. sorry, man. Tom G.
Hey. I got a way to keep those hands warm when they're wet and they're cold and you've been outside all night playing with water.
It's from a former firefighter.
Right.
Chief, actually.
Yes. Retired.
Retired
yeah,
chief.
Yeah, made it. I made it.
Yay.
So listen, this is our trick. The headlights on the fire engine, you take off your gloves, you put your hands against them. It's lovely.
Oh, really? Damn.
Wow.
It's lovely.
Do you hear
what a reprieve. It didn't matter. You didn't care.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't feel them at first anyway.
Right.
But yeah, that. You know, we would go for the exhaust. If somebody had, if the headlights were all locked up, you could go by the exhaust pipe too.
Right.
A little stinky, but you're already stinky from the job anyway. Yeah, right. So it doesn't really matter.
And maybe go by, don't actually touch it. Big difference.
That's when you actually don't want to put the fire out right away.
Right.
Right. Let's just leave this little corner going.
Right.
We can warm up over here.
Yeah, warm your hands up.
I'll get some s'mores.
There was always discussion about that. Man, once we get this thing out, it's going to be pretty darn awful.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever have it so cold that you're fighting a fire and the water's freezing as it's coming out of the hose?
Not the minute it comes out of the hose, but depending on the stream you're running, there's always a fine mist out of the end of a nozzle, regardless of what type of nozzle. And I'm not going to get into the different types, but there's always a fine mist, and you'll find that makes a sheen over everything. And after you turn the hoses off, if you leave, if it's extremely cold and you just leave the hoses in place for more than a few minutes, they actually freeze in place. They freeze with the water in them. You know, you've drained it out, but there's that, eighth to quarter inch of water in them that you still would have to manually drain out. That'll freeze, and then you basically have to fold the stuff up in like big sections and throw it in the back of a pickup, bring it to the firehouse and let it melt, and then you can roll it up proper.
That's brutal.
Man.
Brutal. Steps on the exterior of a building. Now, if we had a multifamily with exterior steps going up the side, those would freeze right away, and it would be a quick ride on your keister all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah.
Not much fun.
Yep.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Good hearing your voice.
Yeah, man.
Hey, nice talk to you guys. Yes, right. Happy New Year to everybody.
Shut up. Marshall and Easton.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right.
Joe and crew, Happy New Year.
Shut up.
Thank you. I've been waiting for that. So this isn't me personally, but the guys that I'm working with are on a reservoir, on floats, skipping concrete and forming up some work to be done with concrete. And they're in the shade on floats. So it's cold as ass over there.
Holy crap. I think they win.
Yes, they win. Yeah, they win.
I think they win.
I do not want to try and upstage the fire department and what they do, because that's not easy.
Right.
And unforgiven.
Right.
But
right.
First time caller.
Shut up.
Kidding.
All right. Who has the worst job today? Chaz and AJ in the morning. Let's go over to Bill in Waterbury.
All right. I was a bridge builder 15 years, 80 feet up, hanging out a steel panel with the water under, over a river or something. Best way to stay warm, you got to listen to the women. Wear nylons.
Nylons.
No woman's ever told me to wear nylons.
Right.
You got to send your wife to buy them, though, because
she'll know the thickness.
Pounds.
Right.
I got to buy like the 4X or 5X. But you, the most important thing, you got to put a little slit where the little guy is, and then you got to duct tape it so it doesn't keep running when you got the tinkles, you know?
Gotcha. Wait, what? Good to know.
You got to build a fly.
You got to make a cockpit.
Build your own fly.
Right.
Build your fly, put duct tape so it doesn't keep running down.
The pilot needs an area to hang out.
This dude's got
there
it down.
You go.
Yeah. Nice.
But see, women in New York wear dresses all winter and they stay warm. So they work great.
I have heard about that, yeah.
Back when I was robbing liquor stores, I would put nylons over my face and it kept my face very warm in the winter.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
All right, thank you.
Stay
good
warm.
Tip, man.
You too. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nylons.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah.
You, like the guys that go out to like the Buffalo Bills games like this time of year.
Right.
It's a lot of little layers. They don't do like the one big jacket because it gets a little too bulky.
Right.
It's a lot of thin layers kind of on top of each other.
Yeah. So nylons, then long johns, then jeans.
Yeah.
Boom.
Right.
What if you put the nylons on and you like them?
Well, it's under two other pairs of pants. No one has to know.
Exactly.
I'm wearing them all the time.
Why do you keep grabbing your own leg?
Hey, Keith, you've been holding on a long time.
Sir.
Hey, what do you got? You have something different.
No. You guys went from one topic with the gifts and everything, but I do have a kind of a life hack that an old tin knocker taught me years ago when I was a sheet metal worker.
Okay.
To keep your feet warm. I was always with the tight boots and the big, big sweat socks. He goes, I can guarantee your feet are sweating all day long. That's why they're cold. So he says, buy a pair of boots, a half size bigger, and wear dress socks. To this day, my feet have never been cold.
Really?
All right, boots half size bigger.
Yep, so your feet breathe and do not sweat. And I don't wear heavy socks anymore. I literally wear a pair of high men's sweat socks, and my feet have never sweated since I was like 19 years old.
So
and they're always
dress socks or sweat socks? Dress socks.
Nope. Wow. Dress socks. If your feet sweat a lot, just wear the dress socks with a pair of boots that are half size bigger and let your feet breathe.
Wow.
This way you don't sweat and get freezing cold.
That's why you're taking
boots. See, I do the opposite.
Right.
I put thick socks on,
right.
Stuff it in the boot,
right.
And I'm freezing.
And it's not comfortable either.
Yeah, that's probably because your feet are sweating.
Right. You take them off, the plants are dying.
All right, that's a good one. All right, thank you, man.
That's it, guys. Again, I love your show. See you next time.
Thank you, Keith. What about being one of those rescue scuba divers? That's got to suck.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think that wetsuit
keeps
you warm.
I don't care the wetsuit. That's, I can't keep you that warm.
Right.
That's got to suck, no?
Right. Yeah, even that's got a time limit, right? Like, you're going to rescue people in the water because, like, they're about to die. But, like, you know, your body shuts down after a while.
Yeah.
That's cold.
Just everything about it's cold. The tank's cold. Everything's cold.
Everything, yep.
You got to put your foot in that flipper.
The worst, yeah.
And then it's already, like, in the summer when you jump into a pool, it's cold when you jump in. Yeah. Imagine it being the winter and you're jumping into a lake or something to rescue. That's 18 times as cold.
You know? That's got to suck. Chris in the tanker.
Oh, what's going on?
Hello.
What's happening?
I thought I had it bad, but then the firefighter called and the guy on top of the building had it, and I'm like, I don't have it as bad as they do, but I deliver fuel, obviously, and, I mean, we got 5,500 gallons you got to dump into a tank sometimes, and you're just standing there. You're just staring at the fill. There's really not a whole lot you can do until it empties out.
Yeah.
The trailer guys have it a little easier. Sometimes they hop in the truck, and they'll pump it off, but me, I got the hose, and I got to just stand there sometimes, and there's really not a whole lot you can do.
So you have a tractor trailer?
I have a triaxle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the tractor trailer guys have one hose that they can just pull up to a gas station and put the hose in the ground. It's 5 feet long, and they can go hop in the truck.
Yeah.
For me, I got like a 100-foot hose sometimes.
And drag it up, yep.
And like I'm at a DOT in Hartford right now, and I was just standing on the tank, and the wind is blowing. I'm just standing there. There's nothing I can do.
Wow.
Brutal.
And like you guys said, I start with like a thin thermal and a thicker thermal. Then I got a sweater on, and then I got the work shirt, and then I had a fleece on, and it really cuts down the wind. But it's your face and your hands and your toes that are feeling it.
Oh, yeah, these nylons.
Once you lose your toes, man,
like
I am out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got back in the truck now. But like I said, I start at 1 in the morning. So this morning I'm in Meriden and it's, 15 degrees. And I'm just standing there and I'm like, this sucks.
Right.
Or when it rains. Last week when it rained, you got that too. So, yeah. So it's, like I said, I don't have as bad as a firefighter. So as I was listening, I'm like, I'm about to hang up.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man.
Take it easy.
All right, Chris. Matt in Oxford.
Hey, Chris. Wah! I got to hold the oil tank. Hey, go out there and pull a water pump out in the middle of the snow and the cold. The firefighter mentioned the hose and the freezing, and God bless him, but not everybody's got a fire engine truck light to put their hands on to warm them up, by the way. And watch the NFL. Those boys will show you how to stay warm. It's called Under Armour.
No.
Just put that on and put your clothes on. And, yes, the dress socks before your thermal socks keeps the sweating down.
When I see a game in Buffalo and they're wearing the short sleeves and they're not wearing the Under Armour long sleeves, I'm like, how are you doing this?
Contracts.
contracts and it stays warm. But I'll tell you what, you get out there pulling a 400-footer out, full of water, and Trump through the snow, going through gloves after gloves, little blackberry brandy to keep you warm inside.
Right.
keep that right in the compartment. And, I think being out there pulling them pumps and being soaking wet.
Okay, you got a point there. That's brutal.
Yep.
You know?
Blackberry brandy.
Blackberry brandy, man, and Under Armour. Keep yourself dry.
Nice.
And keep yourself warm inside. And
a fashion statement.
We're using that sound clip. Thank you.
For sure.
Jimmy in Bolton.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
I'm a land surveyor, and some of these days I'm up in doing a 60-acre project right now, and you get the end of one of these cornfields and that wind comes down.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
but
nowhere to go.
Because I threw you.
Nowhere to go. And the main thing I like to do is I keep moving. Obviously, I'm walking around the property, but also that 3M Thinsulate. Anything you can find with Thinsulate in it is a godsend.
What's it called?
Thinsulate.
It's called Thinsulate. Thinsulate.
Thinsulate.
Yeah.
Thinsulate.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's by 3M. And anything you can find with that in it, it's super thin, and it just keeps everything warm.
You ever have to survey a property where there's a dispute between two neighbors?
That's about 24 times a year.
Okay, so yes.
And have you ever been told, like, hey, get off my land?
Or here's some money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have friends with videos where there's two neighbors just going at it, fighting each other, and I'm just sitting in the middle, like, I'm just trying to do my job here, guys.
Excuse me, can you step out of my frame? Right. Thank you.
Yeah, it happens all the time. A lot of the times when people are putting up fences, they put it in the wrong spot, and then everybody's angry, and I'm just here to tell you where to put it.
That's it.
Right, that's it. You guys work it out when I leave.
I'm going to fix this.
I'm just going to tell you where the actual mark is.
Right, then slap fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.